It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, our Robin Hood Radio's, outstanding, intrepid, courageous, wandering, roving, adventurous reporter. What's going on out there, Ruth?
Okay, good morning. Let's start in Salisbury, where the Wake Robin Inn application was approved last week. Lots of conditions. As we know, this is the project that is expanding the resort that's been there for years, and this is a much larger footprint. It has come with controversy for a couple of years now. It was turned down the first time, and the second time commissioners approved it by a vote of 4-1. But it's also swirled with lawsuits. And so this, it's not a final because the Planning and Zoning Commission is being sued because of changes it made to the regulations is allowing hotels in residential areas, and that is still up for grabs. So,
but has a court or anything put any orders to hold them up until these things have passed, or are they good to go ahead and start construction?
According to Michael Clemens, the chairman, they're doing it at their own risk. So,
<Okay.
laughs> no, I guess not, but, you know, if they do go ahead and the court deems that ruling, you know, it takes it away.
Oh, yeah, no.
I don't know what happened.
I've seen it happen before. I know there's a house right across from where we live in Lakeville that did a whole project and then had to tear it all down because there was a violation.
Mm.
So,
wow.
I've
yeah.
seen it happen.
Who knows? Maybe they're going to wait until that court case is settled before they move ahead with anything. It's really been a controversy.
Yeah. Now, are they currently doing business?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything going on there because, you know, it's been sold. Aradev owns it, and I don't think they've done.
So
I mean, there's anything going on as far as I know.
No actual in and operations.
Right. Because,
okay.
I mean, they're talking about revamping the whole thing, so I doubt they're taking guests at this point.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Again, I'm presuming, but I haven't seen any activity there. So, okay. We had a talk from Joanne Boudoir, the director of Community Health and Wellness. She came with some of the employees of that facility to Scoville Library the other night and had a discussion, talked about the center, and, you know, that's a federally qualified health center, so it gets allows for reductions in costs for clients, and it's got a new facility. It has a main facility in Torrington, one in Winston, and, of course, the new one across from Stop and Shop in Canaan. And she explained all the services that they provide and some of the challenges they're facing, of course, with all the funding coming from the feds. They have had to cut back. They have primary care. They have behavioral care. They have chiropractic services. They started with dental, but because of the finances, had to curtail that service. They also have school-based health centers in three schools in Region 1. They're facing challenges of Medicaid costs and everything else. She had two. Chief medical official was there. She spoke a bit, as did one of the nurse practitioners. And had a good crowd. People were very interested, and it's a great facility for those who are seeking medical care and don't have any. And again, she stressed the lack of primary care physicians. People aren't going into that.
I think they have one primary care physician there at this point.
Sarah Humphreys,
Sarah Humphreys.
The one who spoke. But she, Joanne was quite, you know, open about doctors don't want to go into that. It's too expensive. It's burdensome. And specialists make a lot more money, to be frank. Yeah. So, but the facility is there, and it's a nonprofit. It can take donations, and they have openings. So if people are looking for some health care and don't have any, you cannot have two primary care physicians. So if you already have one, you can't go there. But if you don't, you can sign up.
Yeah, and also, too, because I know in two interviews I've done with the folks over there, we need to remind, because some people think it's an emergency care system. It's not for emergency care.
No, she stressed that. It is not a walk-in clinic.
Yeah.
Yeah, she absolutely stressed that. You have to have an appointment. You have to be signed up and go through the application process. Absolutely. We also, this weekend, had a talk on journalism by three journalists at Cornwall. This was sponsored by the Cornwall Library. Kurt Anderson, who was an author who was the founder of Spy Magazine. Charlotte Howard, who was an editor at The Economist, and Joel Simon, who works for an organization to protect journalists and journalism, spoke. And talked about, you know, the current face of news, how they touched on many, many things, and talked about the different generations and how they get their news and podcasts, and of course touched on the current administration and the challenges that makes, and full house, very, very crowded, and that was on Saturday evening. On Sunday, we had the anniversary celebration for the Canaan Foundation. That's a group that it's their 25th anniversary. They've been doing it for a quarter of a century now, and they raise money to give to nonprofit organizations in North Canaan. So this was held at the Colonial Theater. It was a very nice event, and many of the organization's recipients were there with their booths explaining just what they do. You know, this is another way that the Northwest Corner helps out its neighbors. We have so many organizations helping individuals. This one helps nonprofits, and they actually raised $2,500 that day on Sunday. There was a very nice program, and they honored people, and they're hoping to go on into perpetuity.
And that's just for North Canaan?
That is just for North Canaan.
Nonprofits, anything about nonprofits that might service North Canaan in an odd way, like us?
They did not. They
I'll have to call
focused
and ask.
On the ambulance and fishes and loaves and the art projects there. And don't know if
I'm just going to interrupt for 1 second and say, you know, one of the things that one of the reasons that Marshall and I founded a community radio station was to help all these people promote their events. And people absolutely use us to promote their events. And then they send us fundraising letters. And I'm just going to say one more time that we are a nonprofit, and you know, we're happy to promote your event, but consider what is necessary in terms of community support to keep this going. This has been a public service announcement.
It's all about the green, unfortunately.
No, and especially with the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Actually, yeah, because the people who got slammed in that, just by the way, are the rural, the local. The big people have plenty of bounty. That's all.
Yep.
Moving on. What else? I'm sorry.
You'd be interested, your audience, to know that the Housatonic alumni are sponsoring its, not semi-annual, biannual. I always get that mixed up. Every other year, Wall of Honor ceremony.
Biannual.
on November 9th, Sunday, at noon at the high school. And the list of honorees this year, this is always a fabulous event. The people who have graduated from Housatonic and gone on to do such wonderful things are showcased, and both people who have done locally and worldly. And this year we have six people: Jonathan Higgins, Tom Zetterstrom, Aaron Godbird Lamb, Mary Sagala Lotz, Wood Sinclair, and our dear Marshall Miles. So people are invited to come, and there's that's at noon, starting at noon with the ceremony and then a luncheon to follow. So do want your audience members to know that.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Good. Okay. And just a note of recognition, I saw that Ron Lyon passed away this week. And Ron, did you work with Ron?
Marshall did.
I know Marshall did. Yeah,
I did. For
I, and I knew, we did.
Knew
I know
him quite well. We lost touch, you know, over the last couple of years.
Yeah, he had moved a lot. But
yes.
Ron was...
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I'm very sorry to hear that. He was a good guy. He worked at this... He was, from all the eulogies, quite a radio guy doing sports and news. And he was at the Millerton News. He was the editor there for a while. So another good person we've lost. And looking ahead, we have next week the Calico Fair at the Pilgrim House in Canaan on Saturday. That is for the, I believe that's the Congregational Church. And then we have the Cannonball Run on Saturday, and that's in memory of Ed McGuire, and that raises funds for the Falls Village Fire Department, and that's always a cute run. So that's what I got.
You're going to have an assortment of trunk or treats and Halloween things going on through the course of the week. Remember, Halloween is the 31st.
It's going to rain. It's
Friday. Oh, goodness.
Not
well,
necessarily.
Just
we're
in case. Just so,
but certainly Jamaica is getting pounded, although that's
well,
yeah. our listening
yeah.
area.
Let that stay down there.
Yeah.
It's like,
I can't believe it's already Halloween, because once Halloween's done, it's Thanksgiving and Christmas.
And it all starts running quickly.
Yes.
It's like everything accelerates, and before you know it, you're on the other side, and it's 2026.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
We're over a quarter of the way through a century. Wow.
Yeah, and as the older we get, the faster it goes.
It does, it does. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I guess we'll. And I think, too, there's a lot of, to mention, there are a lot of, I don't want to call them lessons. The people from Medicare are out and about because it's open enrollment time, and all of the various towns, they're stopping in and having, you know, sessions where you can come and learn about how to navigate this stuff and what you have to do if you're working and if you're not working. But it's really a good thing to go and find out, and you can probably find out mostly on your local town websites and such when they'll be in your particular area. But for those who may be starting Medicare, it's a good thing, because it is not easy.
No, it's not
to get
easy
this
to
stuff
navigate.
Accomplished.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah.
So,
good point.
And
yeah.
even after the point, once you're there, every year you come up with, we've got some changes over here, changes over there. And I think a lot of times people don't realize either that Medicare doesn't cover everything. So you have to be looking at supplemental policies, and it has become a real complex thing to navigate. So
absolutely. Also, we also have early voting going on
Oh, yes.
I think there were two people maybe in, I mean, they were open in Sharon yesterday, but.
Yeah, they well, we had the pumpkin run on Sunday, and they were also had open voting all at the same time at Town Hall. It was, but the pumpkin run brings in, 500 people to run and all sorts of things, and at the same time trying to do open voting. It was
a
little
voting.
Frenetic down
That's
here.
That's pretty hilarious.
Mm-hmm. So,
let me just say that, sorry digression. If I were paying for that, I would want to talk. If my kids were spending money that way, I would definitely talk to them. That's been my public service. It's like, guys, you got to learn how to cut back. But that's, I mean, presumably, we taxpayers pay for that.
Mm-hmm. You do. We do, yes.
Oh, no comment.
Everybody does.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty astonishing.
I go back for a moment. It's the Northwest Area Agency
on Aging. Yeah.
That's the website you should check about these Medicare lessons, if you will.
And I believe the social service people in your towns could help.
Yeah,
too.
They can do it as well. Yeah.
Oh, but you're absolutely right. It is, and for people just coming into the system, it can be very, even those in it, it can be very confusing.
Yeah, good point, Ruth. Even those in it, it doesn't, you know, as Mike will point out, you know, it's not, it doesn't just stay, it doesn't just roll over.
No, you have to, a lot of it's done online now as well. And every year you have to be sure to look at the enrollment periods, because I know since I've been there, my prescription coverage has had to change 3 times.
Mm.
So it's like every year, it's like, what will I pay for my prescriptions this year?
Mm.
And it's always different. So you have to kind of keep on the ball. But we've circled back into a topic that was, what, 2 topics ago?
That's okay.
It happens.
It's a conversation. That's helpful.
Life is a loop, not a line.
That's right. It's a loop. There you go. And also, too, I remember last week when we were talking about early voting and we're all kind of sitting here, how that it has to be in person, because I think we left everybody with the impression that you might have to apply or anything. No, you have to go and do it in person. They're actually there with the voting machine.
Yeah.
And so you go in, make sure you bring your ID. They do require ID here. And ready.
And that's different from absentee ballots.
yes, totally different. No,
yeah.
This is literally like you're having election day, just you're doing it a little early, and there won't be as many people there, obviously.
And you're doing it several times.
Yeah.
Having election day several times.
And that's Connecticut. Now, I can't speak for our friends in Massachusetts and New York.
New York is.
They have early voting,
yeah,
yes?
Yeah, started on Friday.
Okay.
Or Saturday.
And Massachusetts, do they have
early
voting? All right, we'll have to do something about telling people about that.
Check your friends over the border.
Yeah, yeah. Always check your local town or municipality's website, because more often than not, that's where you'll find out what's happening with the government.
And we're just reminding people these are municipal elections.
That's right.
So don't sit home and say, you know, it's not important.
And in some places, too, there are questions on the ballot about various issues. So you'll want to be careful to look at your ballots, make sure you get all of the information. They always have people there who you can talk to explain things to you. They're not going to tell you how to vote, or they're not supposed to anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So beware of any extra issues, because, you know, these are things that will impact your life in one way or another at some point.
Yeah. Here in Kent, there's a question about cannabis.
Yeah, there you go. And that's for having or not having dispensaries.
I think it's... I'm sorry to say I haven't read the question
yet.
On it before next week.
There you go.
All right.
Don't want to be an uninformed voter.
That's right.
I was taught many, many years ago, decades ago, when you guys were both in school, I learned from a wonderful man that, and I watched him do it. He's like, blah, blah, blah. What do you think of da, 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 da? What should we do about this? And he says, I don't know the answer to your question. And I was really impressed by that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it proved that it was much better than making it up on the fly.
Yeah, well, I've learned that the hard way.
So have a lot of people, which is why I'm bringing this up. It has nothing to do with it. I'm making another generalist digression.
You're like
for which I am famed.
Public service announcement person this morning.
Apparently.
Yeah, well, on the fly, normally we would call it BS, is fun. See what it does to people. That's terrible.
Okay.
So, all right, so this week it's cold this morning.
Yes, it is.
It's cold all week. Halloween night. Keep your eyes peeled if you're on the road, too, because people are out trick-or-treating in neighborhoods and stuff. And sadly enough, people don't always put bright flashing things on their kid.
Yeah.
So beware if you're driving in the
dust.
Populated area with lots of homes. Watch out for the little goblins.
And just a reminder, public service, daylight saving time ends.
Ah, that's right. Fall back.
Sunday at 2 a.m., I believe.
Yeah, 2 a.m. on Sunday morning is when you're supposed to do it, but most of us just turn our clocks back on Saturday before you go to bed.
Yeah.
And all your electronic stuff will compensate anyway. So
right.
That's a good thing. That takes a lot of the hassle up, but beware of your other things. And if you're going to church on Sunday morning, make sure you've got that time down.
Right.
Let's see. What does it happen? You're there late or you're there early? Falling back. No, you'd be late.
There are those of us who can't figure out. I drive around in my car for months with the wrong time.
I hate it. They keep promising they're going to turn that off, but nobody ever does.
I keep asking, do they turn it off for daylight time or do they turn it off for standard time?
Who knows?
I can't find anyone to answer that question.
The whole problem is they keep promising to turn it off, and they don't. They trick us every time.
No, there's actually an act. Apparently the people who are meant to vote on it don't vote on it.
Well, that's what I mean. They promise us they're going to turn it off, and they
don't. But that's not a trick. That's actually a law that isn't. It's like, guys.
Well, yeah.
Kind of like, here, you want another public service announcement?
You repeal the law.
A law that was never passed?
Repeal the law.
Try the IRS.
Anyway. All right, I think we've covered, IRS was originally supposed to be temporary, I think.
Well, it was just never passed, but that hasn't stopped people from...
All right. Time to roll on out of here, because FM is reminding me that I need to attend to him at this point.
So I will then say, as Ruth is busily researching the cannabis proposition or question... thank you very much, as always, for your intrepidness. This has been Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's rambling reporter. What's going on out there, Ruth, on Robin Hood Radio?